Hi, this is Jalen for Dobbs, where tire buying is easy. At GoToDobbs.com, shop brands, sizes, pricing, and our amazing deals. With 40-plus locations, get same-day install. For tires, it's Dobbs.
For deals you can use, click on GoToDobbs.com now.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Joey Vitale views things a little differently. Just imagine how he looks at hockey.
Whoa!
This is The View from Vitale, brought to you by Scott Lee Heating Company, a proud Mitsubishi Electric Elite contractor.
Ferrario, I'm Brandon Kiley. Happy to go out to the 101 ESPN hotline to be joined by our friend, the Blues analyst for both Bally Sports Midwest and your home of the Blues 101 ESPN. He is Joey Vitale, joining us as he does each and every week here on BK and Ferrario. Joe, appreciate the time as always, man. How you doing today?
Joey! How is Nashville and Broadway?
Oh, 2 weeks later.
Broadway, Nashville.
Boys, what's going on? Things are well out here in the West Coast. I would have hoped for a better result last night for this Blues team, but all things considering, this group's hanging in there.
Yeah, but you were in Nashville, Joe, so I mean, like, you would imagine get to go out and enjoy Nashville a little bit after that loss, right?
No. We traveled right through the night, actually.
Oh, man.
Yeah, as one of the Blues players said this morning, I'm not going to say who, but they said an interesting itinerary to say the least. We ended up leaving Nashville and hopping on a bird. It took us about an hour to get to the airport last night in Nashville, and then we flew almost 5 hours through the night to San Jose. An interesting itinerary to say the least.
I got to imagine, Joe, I mean, you've been on those flights before as a player, now as a broadcaster. Those are uncomfortable flights after a bad loss like that, that like essentially kind of buries your hopes for the playoffs.
Yeah, it was a tough one. I'm not going to lie to you. I mean, there's good trips and bad trips. And for fans, and to give you a perspective of, I mean, it's as obvious as it probably sounds, but, you know, after a win, when you're going from city to city, it's clearly more enjoyable. I mean, the bus is more lively. The plane is more lively. Everyone's in good spirits. And then vice versa on losses. And especially a loss like last night in Nashville. I mean, that's not only a big loss, it potentially is your season, and realistically probably is your season now, as you fall behind to a team you're chasing. You lose the 2 points, really a 4-point swing game in Nashville. And then the LA Kings, of course, as everyone expected, take care of business in San Jose. So it really puts you in a very, very difficult spot with 6 games remaining in the schedule. So, you know, that on top of a very long travel night certainly was a bit of a quiet plane ride and bus ride, but the team is getting settled here. An optional skate this morning in San Jose, and the only thing they can really do right now is continue to hopefully make a push and roll the dice and hope for the best as they face the Sharks tomorrow afternoon, and then of course the Ducks in a back-to-back situation here in California.
Joe, I am curious your thoughts on this. Jake Neighbors now leads the St. Louis Blues in goals on the season with 27. It's great for Jake Neighbors, but it is a bit of a double-edged sword in my opinion that Jake Neighbors is leading the team in goals at this point of the year with 27. What do you make of that?
Yeah, I think it's a fair assessment, BK. I mean, you're happy for Jake. You know, I think he's moved categories in my mind. I think 2 months ago, I looked at Jake as the most improved player for the St. Louis Blues. And I think clearly that's an understatement at this point, you know, but I didn't really have him in their most valuable player category. And I think from a skater standpoint, I think Jake has to be now considered as your most valuable player. I know that's saying a lot because Robert Thomas still edges him in points. And I know that's saying a ton because you're looking at a goaltender in Jordan Binnington that's even kept you in a position right now. But if we're just talking about skaters outside of the goaltenders, because I think Jordan Binnington clearly is your most valuable player up to this point in the season. I think that Jake Neighbors, in my mind, went from being most improved to being considered in the mix of being the most valuable player this season. You know, and I say that because it's really been his consistency. It's been him on the special teams. It's been his 5-on-5 play. It's been his hockey IQ. It's been his physicality. It's been the defensive side. It's been his attitude. It's been his leadership. I mean, you put all that together. I mean, he's right up there with the Robert Thomas in my mind and the Colton Parayko as far as one of the guys you really truly lean on and just a wonderful personality for this team. So that's all the positive for Jake. And you mentioned it, BK, and, you know, not to say this is on Jake because it's certainly not his fault, but, you know, is that the guy that's really going to get you to the playoffs in only his third season? Probably not. I mean, you're talking about the leading goal scorer of this team. Ideally, it should be a Jordan Kyrou. It should be a Robert Thomas. But, you know, more specifically, probably a Jordan Kyrou, Pavel Buchnevich. And I think it kind of showcases maybe the little bit of the pitfalls and the slumps that a Kyrou, for example, has fallen into this year where he really couldn't get the numbers up to where they need to be. I mean, a couple weeks ago, he has the hat trick in Minnesota. Do you expect a hat trick every single night? No. But do you need more consistent productivity out of a goal scorer making that kind of money? Yes. And then that's just the reality. So you're right. It is a double-edged sword. As much as you're happy for Jake, you know if this team's going to make some long playoff runs in the future, it necessarily can't be just Jake Neighbors leading your squad in goals and still shy of 30. You look at the Nashville Predators last night, 42 goals for Philip Forsberg, I think 43 with the empty netter. It's the Pasternak. You need those franchise goal scorers to get to 35, 40 plus around that range. And then you have all the other guys pitching in with the 15 to 25, like Jake Neighbors is doing, to put yourself in a really good spot.
You know, Joe, I said this on postgame last night, and obviously special teams doesn't go your direction. Your goaltending, you're probably hoping for a better outcome there. I'm sure Binnington was hoping for a better outcome on his perspective. But it just feels like the Blues have kind of lost that killer mentality that was the viral quote from Doug Armstrong for the longest time of the Blues searching for that killer mentality.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I talked to Jordan just briefly downstairs and, you know, about 20 minutes ago, and, you know, it's he's such a great kid because he's so dialed in and, you know, wakes up and it's just a new day, and he has never, you know, rode the highs too long. He's never rode the lows too long, and that's what makes him so successful. But he's hanging in there, again, good smile on his face, and I think he is unhappy with his performance last night. I think he would like to have a couple of those saves back. But let's be real, Alex, like you mentioned, the goaltending, you do get out-dueled last night. UC Saros was better than Jordan Binnington. But, I mean, let's just be honest, he's human, and he can't steal every game every single day of the season. You know, you looked at that game last night, and I'm watching it from above. It was almost a flip-flop affair of what we've seen so much this season, which is one team that is heavily outplaying the other, but that team is just not scoring because the goaltender was just terrific. Now, last night, it was the Blues. The Blues were out-dueling, you know, the Nashville Predators 5-on-5. Even the power play had a lot of chances. But you're looking at a UC Saros and a Nashville Predators team that's just not letting anything by them. I mean, that was the story of St. Louis this year, where the Blues were allowing the backdoor options. They were allowing the turnover in front of the net. They were, you know, finding themselves in penalty trouble. And the other team just could not get ahead or break away. So last night, it was kind of almost a taste of their own medicine of what has made them so successful all season long. It just got flip-flopped on them. And again, you can't lean on Binnington all year long. I think that last night's game, yeah, at 6-3, you think, oh, man, it's a bad loss. I don't know. I think the Blues played really good. But also, they had their mistakes exposed. And, you know, this is really the biggest difference in that game last night. I mean, you look at a Colton Parayko pinch in the first shift. He does that all the time. The defensemen do that all the time. What's the difference? The difference is your goalie's making a save at the other end, and you don't really notice it as much. Torrey Krug turns a puck over, trying to make a play in the third period. It gets turned over. McCarron ends up burying it from the top of the circle on again, a save that maybe your goalie should have. But this has been happening all year. These turnovers have been happening all year. It's just you've had a lights-out goaltender that 99.9% of the time has made the saves. It was just unfortunate last night. He was just a little bit off in a big game, and he let him go in. But he looked human last night. I'm not even going to say he looked bad. He just looked like a normal NHL goaltender trying to stop pucks against NHL elite players, and that's just how the dice rolled.
Yeah, to that perspective, this season, Jordan Binnington, in games that he's given up three or more goals, has had 21 of them. Last season, he had 35 of them. So very different in terms of where the team is at. Final one for me, Joe, and as we've talked about, like mathematically, you're not out of this, but the LA Kings can eliminate you with 6 points down the stretch, even if you win out the rest of the way. So what's the focus for the Blues? Is it getting Dean, Bolduc, Kessel, Tucker into the lineup on a consistent basis? Or if you're Drew Bannister, are you trying to finish this focusing like you have been focusing on picking up points?
You know, Alex, I don't know. I don't know. And I think we'll have a better idea tomorrow with the lineup that he throws out there. I mean, is this the point in the season where you end up shifting to the future? You know, is this the point of the season where you look at unrestricted free agents that you're potentially not going to be re-signing, whether that be a Sammy Blay or a Kasperi Kapanen or Marco Scandella? Do you allow those players to kind of sit out the remainder of these six games to allow a Dean and a Bull Duke into the lineup? Do you allow Walker to continue to, you know, drive into him this fourth line role they're going to need in the future? Do you allow a player like Scott Prudovich? I think a Scott Prudovich has to draw back in this weekend at some point, and you have to start looking at Matthew Kessel playing up in bigger time minutes, because, you know, again, at the end of the day, mathematically, you're not out of this thing yet. And I think that Drew Bannister doesn't want to have the mindset of we're going to sell the ship and just we're going to think future of the next games, because that's not his nature. He wants to win too. And again, they're not out of it. So he doesn't want to set the tone with this team that we're just moving on. But the reality is you have to at some point look at, you know, do you give younger kids an opportunity now with the chances being so slim? So we'll have a better idea, I think, the approach of this head coach. But I will say he went down to the wire. He got aggressive in Nashville, pulling the goalie halfway through the period. I mean, and it almost paid off. I mean, he got as aggressive as it could be. The Blues got within one shot of tying that game. It just was too much, too little, too late, as they say. But, you know, we'll know more tomorrow if that makes any sense at all.
Hey, Joe, we appreciate the time as always, man. Only a couple more of these left in this regular season, so we always want to make sure that you know how much we appreciate you hopping on with us to give us a little bit of time. Enjoy yourself out there in California. We'll talk with you again next week, my man.
I always love your takes and the questions, and happy to help any way I can, and always enjoy these conversations, and we'll be talking again next week.